regards to what I said about the mikvah, there's a fascinating share that comes up in the kvotos. I didn't bring up the pesukei tshuva. As I was learning, I was reminding myself of this theme of pesukei tshuva. There's a halacha. First, I'm going to give you the backdrop in terms of mikvahs. What do you do in places like, they tell me, Baruch Hashem, I've never been there, but they tell me Las Vegas is a desert. So there's no rainwater in Las Vegas. So how do you bring a mikvah?
Oh, they ship ice.
That's right, they ship ice. So they ship ice, and when it's ice, then it's not a problem with shiva. If you ship it as ice, then some suggest there's no problem with shiva. So that suggestion that by shipping ice it's not a problem with shuvim, so the poskim, that's for sure. That's gonna be fine. There's not gonna be shuvim on ice. Then the poskim discuss what happens if you do the following. You have the shuvim, and that's ice. Or maybe there's room to judge. Here I'll tell you what the poskim says. That was a modern suggestion. What's brought down in this issue of the Nofas? What's brought down is, are you allowed to bring have ice in a mikvah and then pour hot water onto the ice because you want to make it thaw? So once upon a time in Europe, I think this was a bigger problem. When here, you'll tell everybody to wait a day or two. You wait for the water to thaw. And then you'll bring in the things that will heat up the water. But in Europe, it was much more complicated. And the shaila was as follows. You have water that's been frozen in the mikvah, and now you want to pour hot water on top. So l'chura, what's the problem? L'chura, let's say if it was 40 saw of frozen water, so then we would say pashut. We would say you have 40 saw, and now you're just adding onto the 40 saw. Halacha is, if you add the 40 saw, there's no problem. But there are machmirim. Pesukei tshuva quotes machmirim. Why? He says because the frozen water has a din eitzim vavan. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, I believe they're machmir that not to add mayim shuuvim into the frozen. To transport it again, the postman seem to assume that's fine. It's not going to have a din mayim shuuvim itself because it was frozen. And that Mishnah seemed to say that when it's frozen, it's not going to have a din shuuvim. Here's a mikvah, and well, it works well also with the Mishnah and Olos as well. So it's not going to be shuuvim. But now there's a shaila to pour hot water from onto it. That might be a problem. What's the lashon that the Pesukei tshuva quotes? The Pesukei tshuva says as a din eitzim v'avanim. So I always enjoyed that lashon of the Pesukei tshuva because that seems to be a little bit reminiscent of the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. So I had always understood, for me it was a metamorphosis. I come across this Magen Avraham when I was in New York, as well as in the Kvos I come across that. So I always took them, everybody, literally. I thought that this was the Magen Avraham was right, that there's room to say that's mamish considered, like Eitzim Avanim. Until that. I got brainwashed by Rav Nachman and Nachman said, no, that's not what it means. In other words, in regular locales in Las Vegas, it's not going to be considered al pi halacha eitzim v'avonim. Maybe in Alaska, it's considered eitzim v'avonim. So that would be, if you didn't want to accept Rav Nachman's hanacha, then this Pesukei tshuva would also be relevant, because they see that the Pesukei tshuva went so far, like this Magen Avraham, to say the imam should view it as eitzim v'avonim. No, so what I was driving at, not what you're saying is good. Maybe I'm not fleshing out what I'm driving at. What I'm driving at is more likely to say that it's mechuber lekarka if you say it's eitzim v'avonim. The moment in which you call it eitzim v'avonim, so then it's the moment that you're setting up this idea of it being mechuber lekarka. The din binyan d'oraisa that we're going to hopefully get the bone at is that the classic case of bonus something that's mechuber lekarka. Anytime it's no longer mechuber lekarka, so then so if it's eitzim avonim, so then it's much more prone to be mechuber lekarka. That was my thing.
Doesn't eitzim avonim sound like
like a clean,
he didn't, they didn't mean clean. He meant to be, he meant to say that it's not water, it's part of the earth structure. That's how I understood it this day. Will you take a look? We'll pull it out when we get into the Beis Medrash. That was always a fun rush at the end, whenever you need to discuss halacha on Shabbos, halacha snow and so on and so forth. These are great Marim Makom. It's a fascinating, it has a real human interest to it.
Yeah.
It's in Reish Aleph, correct. Reish Aleph is Pesach Shua quoting something, a sefer, I believe something like Tiferes Lamosha, Tehila Lamosha, in the Beis Medrash, Blin Ha'Dor, we'll try to find it. It's a Pesach Shua. Yeah, it's okay. So what I wanted to do a discussion with you today is, aside from this, to ask you how you were masbir this. This is going to be Iyun in the Rishonim today. I want to continue on the discussion of Schita in the Gemara and ask you what you think about this Rishon. Last time we had made a big deal. You know, this is one of these things that are so fundamental, and Halach L'maisa really doesn't come up too much, but it's really foundation. We had discussed in regards to Schita that according to Rashi, the reason why Shlokos is going to be an Isur D'Rabbanan and not an Isur D'Oraisa is because Lo Gadol B'Tzotan, it didn't grow inside. So then in such a case, it's not Schita D'Oraisa. So you take a look in Taisus doesn't like that Rashi, and Taisus has a Kasha. So I want to theorize with you these Shitas of Rishonim. Taisus even asks, Tvashim Shesoftan L'Ufan, Taisus says, Rav L'Kamei, the Amar L'Kamon, Dvar Teira Ein Echayiv El Al Dris Chazesim Hanot. Rav holds that the Din D'Oraisa is only Drichas Eisim Hanot. U'Lepirish HaKunshis. So Tosos points out that Tosos has what I would call the more, well, there's a good word in English that I'm not capturing right now. The word that's coming to mind is rigid, but constrict, right? That's the word. Tosos has a more, right, there are two ways to read the Constitution, a strict and loose, how to read the Constitution. Tosos has a more of a strict way of reading the halachas of Schita. And that is Zeisim HaNovim means Zeisim HaNovim, and that's it. And why? So Tosis over here doesn't give us much. Maybe Tosis will agree with the Prima Donna, maybe he won't agree with the Prima Donna. Tosis doesn't like it. Rashi has a lot of svaras. Tosis doesn't go with svaras. Remember, Rashi had the svara of Urche, right? That was Rashi's svara. Tosis doesn't have that svara. So Tosis says, Rav l'kamei dam l'kamad v'artori n'chal v'drift v'sei svara. No, therefore, Kvashim is going to be more. And Tosis doesn't like that Rashi's adding more svaras. The Pirush HaKonshis, the Pirush Mishum, the Asi HaMashke Me'alma, Kosha l'Rebbe. Amai Gazul Aduke, Hadura Puma Deshisha V'shili Tzalim. Shemi Yisrod. Ha'afilu Sofik Lek Yisrod Araisa. So I want to share with you this Tosis because I realized a couple of times I learned Hilchos Shabbos, and I learned the famous upcoming sugya of Psik Rachel and Yichlein squeezing the Gadin, that Beis Yosef didn't make a big deal about this angle. And that is that Tosis asks a bomb kasha on Shitas Rashi from Schitas the Gadin. Rashi says that the whole matter is because Shol Gadol B'Sofa, so Rashi now can't explain the Gemara Kuf Mem Aleph Amin Aleph that says that you're not allowed to stop a barrel because you might come to squeeze out the beer that's inside. Wait a second, the beer was Lo Gadol B'Sofa. So Tosis asks, according to Rashi, Schitas B'Gadin should only be an Isur D'Rabbanan and not an Isur D'Oraisa. Now, I didn't bring my regular Prima Gadin, but if I'm not mistaken, see, this Prima Gadin I'll also find it. If I'm not mistaken, the Prima Gadin is Hadon. It takes Tosis' Kasha so seriously, and he says, yeah, and as I was saying it over in my mind, I said to myself, does the Prima Gadin really say that? I got to open it up again. I think he does. The Prima Gadin in his Hakadamah to the Prima Gadin that we've been using, this Prima Gadin is amazing. The Prima Gadin in his Hakadamah to Shincha, Dibra Maschel Hachamishi. In this edition, it's all the way towards the end, and in my edition has a separate Dibra Maschel Hachamishi. In the other edition, Yosef the Yuri Hand doesn't have a separate Dibra Maschel, I don't think. Hachamishi Ladas Rashi, Shabbos Kufnim, hey, Didafka Mechusa Vitalaga, Honiva Achakaf Leschi Yuchatos. And then he says, Rashi holds that it, only if it was organic is it going to be in Issa Daraisa. Sita, if it wasn't organic, it's not going to be in Issa Daraisa. And he just quotes it, Tosis asks, from the case of that they made Xera on that. So that would be amazing that according to Rashi, it could very well be that everything we're going to discuss is going to be much. That's the way I'd like you to read over the Prima Donum, but Chura, the Prima Donum seems to be saying that. What also emerges, the Prima Donum says, is that Lekulei Alma, you're going to have to say that, and this is going to be important in terms of Lamaisa, Lamaisa, Lamaisa in Dash, is you're going to have to say that this Beged is Gedulei Karka. He says you have to say it was made out of flax, because that's a thesis that I'd like you to see on Shabbos, Ayin Dalet on the days. That Tosis raises the Ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka. Tosis takes it very seriously. So therefore, it says the Prima Donum, both Rashi and Tosis are going to be limited in the case of Beged. Rashi holds that it has to be organic. If it's not organic, it's not used to the right to look. So according to Rashi, get rid of it. Even Tosis himself says Ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka. So according to Tosis, you're going to have to say that it's made of Gedulei Karka. Okay, that is what that's Tosis's kasha. The only thing that Tosis is able to say, new Yeshua Dasam Rabbi the Kamala, Svilek Rabbi Yochanan the Mechayim Chatas. So Tosis answers that maybe Rashi is going to say that Rava is going according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Prima Gadim can't give that parents because we don't pass them like Rabbi Yochanan. So if you don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan, so Prima Gadim says that Rashi is stuck. I'll leave it at Hilchasa. But maybe Rashi's not stuck. Maybe Eichanami. We've been brainwashed that squeezing a bagel is this is the Raisa. But I never internalized this. That according to Rashi, there might be a massive heter for Stitas Begadim that it's going to be only Nisir Darabonan and not Nisir Daraisa. Now this comes up. Rashi, the Chiddush in Rashi is not going to help us in terms of Halacha Maisa unless a sniff. Raka, but this does come up in a rush on the Sugya. Yes, or yes? So that's a discussion Tosis and Sugis on that. But the problem is that Tosis asks, how are you going to explain that the case of wine is to be COVID?
Right, some are trying to
learn as white wine.
Right.
So you like said you learn like that?
Okay. Yeah, otherwise you're left with about the cash on Rashi. So
it doesn't. We go the other way. We go Tosis and Teretz. That Rav is going according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we don't pass it to Rabbi Yochanan. Because you don't want you're robbing me of my head there. That a kula according to Rashi. Yesh Falkel, Eina Chanami. Yesh Falkel. The truth is, now that you're raising that, Sukkot Tavah, you know, we have to check up the Rishonim over there what they say, but that's Rashi. If you could do that, I'd appreciate it. Ein hachanami, and that's it. Okay. Now, this was the prelude. The Rosh deals with the kasha differently, and the world says over the Rosh in a particular way. And I'd like to hear what you have to say about how to read the Rosh. So the Rosh is on the beginning of Kuf Mem Hei Yom Aleph, and the Rosh says, V'hadim Mashma. The Perek Mifanin, the Ika Chiyuv Chatos, the Stitas Shema Mitoch Haseya. So the Rosh's starting point is that Zaysin Vanam, that he's a strict constructionist as well, he holds that only Zaysin Vanam would be Asr Min HaTorah. By the way, he seems also not to go with Rashi's Mahalat of Or Chayu. So he holds the Truth of Kimashvah, you know, that Zaysin Vanam. So he asks, but wait a second, when it comes to here, the Gemara says, be careful on Shabbos, on Kuf Chas on the days, that with oil that you're going to squeeze out of your hair. So Kasha is, wait a second, it's only Zeis and Manam. So then the Rosh begins to change his worldview. Lo Dami, let's help it, please. She'ein Darko Lischo, the pre, it's not the Darko to squeeze. Another Shar Peros, Kiwis, the derech is not the squeeze, once upon a time. Ki derech also free lachol v'loh zimene mashke. Hilkach, ein shein mashke ala yotzen imen. So it doesn't have a shein mashke. So what emerges from this rush is the rush, this hagdara, is a confluence of
two pieces of lumbus. He says, on the one hand, this depends on the derech, and then he also says, the derech is going to say, tell us whether it has a shein mashke.
That's how the Rosh says.
Hilchah shein mashke, aliyosim menif. There is an interesting Rashi in Kuf Mem Daled on the days, where Rashi says, Rashi says in Kuf Mem Daled on the days, what's the heter of squeezing l'telcha ka'ara? So Rashi says, l'telcha ka'ara, excuse me, six lines from the bottom. Six. Shel tashil takno. D'muchecha nosa d'lav l'mashke boile. Elo l'ochla. It's mucha nosa that you don't want it for mashke. Rather you want it for the fruit. Ve'ein zeh derech pre-kaso. It's not the derech to be torah. So Rashi also, once upon a time, I always used to learn Rashi like Rav Nemtzal, that the Isser, it's really not Rav Nemtzal, the Shvises HaShabbos, that the Isser of Schita is Yitzirat HaMashke. But Rashi, if you read Rashi carefully, he's saying Tzveidin. Rashi's saying that because it's not Derech Prikasa, then in such a case it doesn't have a Shein Mashke. That's how Rashi says it. When you squeeze it into the Ochel, it's Einzer Derech Prikasa, and therefore it's not considered Shein Mashke. It seems to me that because I was bothered. Why does Rashi say Ainz Adar Prigasa? She does say that when it goes to Tolcha Ochel, it's not considered a mashke. So in Lomdus, it sounds like that what Rashi's doing is saying two things. When it's Ainz Adar Prigasa, so then in such a case, it doesn't have a shei mashke, which is very similar to what we saw in the Rush. Let's go back to the Rush. Okay, so the Rush over here says that you have to say that Zaysam Anovim is not somehow. By the way, the Chura, this Hagdara is not like the Prima Gavin, Yeshu Falto, I'm having oven. But at the end of the day, the Rosh says that a pre, it's not the Derech to be Sofim, Melez no Shem Ashke. Here comes the critical line in terms of the Gavin. Avo Mashke Anivla Vabeged, Hasofto Lotzimen Uchayiv. He says, but a Beged, you're Chayiv. Doesn't tell us what. The beggar, you're going to be chayv. So I'll tell you how the world understands that. And basically, all of Hilchos Schlita, outside of Schlita Peros, I think is riding on the edge of this dime. How your Masgir, the Rush over here, on Thursday, we're going to see that a lot of the poskim point to this Rush from being Masgir, squeezing out tissues with water, and then eventually, of course, getting to baby wipes. It's really this. What exactly is that dar? Why is it that the Rush holds that you're going to be fat? So derech l'softo. So right, the derech l'softo. In other words, we don't leave a beged. We don't leave a beged with water in it. A beged, if you had a beged, you would squeeze it out. You had a beged, the normal thing is to squeeze out a beged. The mela fits back into his previous hagdara, that a pre is derech is not the sofek, and the mela is going to be considered yitziras hamash.
Right, because I'm starting point with the hair.
Right.
That's
here is normal.
Sidebar to the fruit.
Right.
The real point was that the hair is an issue because you don't leave it there forever.
Right. So we're going to have next week, Ritzvi Pesach Frank says like this. Ritzvi Pesach Frank is in the booklet, if you like. Ritzvi Pesach Frank says as follows. He says that when it comes to a tissue that has water, he says it's not Omeg Sechita. Ritzvi Frank's thing also is not. It's not omen l'shchita, and it's not like a beged. So that this rush is absolutely critical. Whether it's going to be an iser d'oraisa of shchita is going to depend on whether it's omen l'shchot. So a tissue that has water on it, he claims, is not omen l'shchot. That makes sense. And the chura, baby wipes, is pumfaket, right? They ain't only this called Yosem Yizet.
Well, Well, no, that's the demon that.
I didn't touch on all the demons.
No, that's in terms of what the point of wipes are, that's the demon of Rubiat.
No, I don't mean to get involved in Rabbi Rubiat's Metzius, which we'll get to next time. I don't mind discussing, for sure. But what I'm driving at is leaving aside what the Metzius of the baby wipe is, all right? Let's say for a moment the baby wipe, the act of squeezing the baby wipe in cleaning the child is chita. Let's for a moment make that assumption. Lechura, the baby wipe is going to be very different than the tissue. The tissue is omei l'shita. The baby wipe, is that omei l'shita? I'm sorry. Tissue is not omei l'shita. Tissue is not omei l'shita. Is the baby wipe omei l'shita?
So I would have said, no. But Ruby, I called a company that said, no, that told him yes. But I would have said, how do you do it? You don't like squish out the liquid to like help rub the kid.
Oh, what right you're saying is that the Metzius is also going to defy. I didn't follow. I didn't follow. Okay, you're saying whatever the Metzius is of whether the wipe. In other words, I looked at it as two sugyas. I looked at one sugya being the sugya of whether you're doing schita psik resha all the time, and the other sugya being whether this as a cheftza is something that's a cheftza of schita or not. I looked at it as two different sugyas. And you're arguing that they're really the same thing. You're arguing that
if we were going to start from this rush, then it would be the mamanushach.
That's very interesting. I never thought of it that way. I thought that there was Tzvei Dinim over here, and I thought it was a Dabar Parsha, that's Omen the Schita. But you're saying the moment in which it's an Eina Meskavin on the Schita, so then...
It's meant to be wet, and you use it because it's wet, and it's convenient that it's already wet, and you don't have to like wring it out to get any more... You don't have to squish it to get it to be wet. It's already wet.
That's the deal. Whether you would say, no, we'll go through the Metzius on the question of the secret issue. I very much hear your point. You want to say that at the end of the day that it will come back to that question. I hear. I'm the Kabbalist. Yes.
We weren't on that testament. It says that Nazi Rabba. Somebody put a baguette on top of a barrel, right? Mm-hmm. And Rabba got mad at him.
Correct.
That's it. Might come from Rantel. Said, also look coffee all day, also coffee all day. So Rashi says, and therefore look coffee all day, and therefore lo asi nidei schita. So I think the mashmos is that if he would come to schita, it would be a problem, even though. Meaning, even though it's not a derech lischo, it could be that if you actually were so late, it would be a problem. But the only discussion here is do you make a zegra up to the spita? But if you would be so late, so maybe ask the Rashi the Shikasa.
Okay, that Rashi is saying lo kapit aleha, it would be because you're not interested in the spita. And what do you, and therefore?
Low kapiti lode, and therefore you're not going to come to speak. According to the Rosh, according to the Mark Tanner Rosh, so low kapiti lode, not that you're not going to come to speak, that even if you came to speak, that wouldn't be a speak. You wouldn't have a mashkin, because the fact that it's not generally squeezed means that even if you squeeze, it's not going to be a problem.
Did you see what the Rosh said in that speak?
According to Rashi, you're saying that the halacha is that those things that you're makbid on are those the things that you're sochet.
Those are
the things that you're going
to. That you have to make xera up to the stick. But obviously, if you do that, they
just.
Well, so that would work. That's the answer for Rashi. That he's
saying.
If we're totally equating Sfeita with Kibbutz, we're not being Machalik. Well,
no, we're not.
So, I mean, I thought according to Rashi, you should still come up, but according to that Tosfos, the question on Rashi seems to be very much equating the two. The two sukkahs.
In other words,
I thought it's not shy of the kibbutz, but in the case of a lot of people, sukkahs are important. Let's see.
Tosfos doesn't raise the kibbutz at all. The Rishonim over there, where they discuss whether from the base. They connected them to Christ of the Nezaisa. Over there, Rashi also doesn't tell us. Rashi just says it's Asra Sita. Rashi doesn't tell us what the material is, if it's wine. I'm very intrigued by this idea that there's room to say that Rashi, just going back to the original thing, that Rashi, there's room to say that Rashi doesn't hold that there's a Nisu that writes sweet of the leg. And Xerius out of Tosfos learned was only according to Rabbi Yochanan. That was Tosfos. It's not. Right. It'll be difficult if I'm saying it. Tosfos himself said it, that's Rashi. Right. Now, it's not going to help us much, because all those Xerius do appear. Right? So the fact that those Xerius appear in the halacha clearly indicates that we don't pass in that way. But as a sniff, I'm wondering whether there's room to say that. And the other thing I think that comes out that's really, really important, and that's what Yosef is also pointing out from this Rashi, is to try to get to the bottom. This the post we spend a lot less time discussing, is to get to the bottom of what qualifies as something that's omen l'shchita or not. Again, those things are not omen l'shchita. There's going to be a lot of room to make. I'll give you an example. How do you look at a towel? So a beged, it's obvious that a beged is omen l'shchita. A towel? Is a towel something that's omen l'shchita? Do you draw a line depending on whether the towel? Do you say one item depends on how saturated it is, whether it's omen l'shchita or not? Yes, a towel that's extreme, that if you drop the towel by mistake in the bathtub, then it's only the sleeper. But what about a towel that's not that way? And what about a towel then that's not entirely saturated, but you have a shiloh sleeper, and it's not entirely saturated? So then in such a case, maybe even if it's a psik ratio, particularly a psik ratio to lo nichale, if it's not considered omeh the sleeper, then there's room to be mangled. So even though we might have to be machmir in regards to baby wipes, maybe towels could be different. That's why I was intrigued by this rush, that I don't think enough time has been spent in developing the shita sarush. It's more just assume. If you're doing shita, it's shita. I mean, that's how I assumed time after time that I was learning and going through this learning. But it could very well be that first of all, Rashi is machmir, lagamri. Because lo gadol b'self, it's not Nisu Darais according to Rashi Lugatmi, and the Rosh himself starts out in Rashi's type of direction, and then he needs to see self, so then it needs to be defined a little bit more.
Don't you know more of wraps his head on a wet towel on the
right. That's on the Maramakomos. I added it. Tafresh Yud Gimel. The Ramban, Tafresh Yud Gimel, you have to be careful not to, again, from, it's true that the Ramah is assuming that even though it's low God on the self, and you have to be careful in Yom Kippurim not to put like the towelettes they give you on at the end of the flight. So that you have to be careful how to use that on Yom Kippurim. Correct. That's based on that.
But you can use it for whatever.
Only if, so the Ramah is a little bit more machmir. The Ramah says, Ramah over there, and put it in the booklet. Is it maybe before the Seed Pace of Tank? The page before the Seed Pace of Tank? Ramas? No, it's not there.
The second page of the supplemental page.
Second page supplement. See, that's the confusion. In the second page of the supplemental packet, so there you have Taryag. Something to think about in Hilchos Yom Kippurim is Taryag. So the says the Ramah, Va'asur Lishros Matha V'Bod Yom V'La'asosa Kamin Kelem Negur V'Litzdanim B'Yom Kippurim V'Chashinan Shema Lo Tinag Yav Yafe V'Yav L'Dei Svita. You can't use it like a dry keli to be standing on it in Yom Kippur, because you're going to come the day Shechita. So this is on the heels. There's two shaylas here in Yom Kippur. Number one is a shayla of rechitza. And then, so you have a catch 22 on Yom Kippur. And the simple eitz on Shabbos is to prepare on Shabbos. Oh, in Yana Diyoma, I saw today. And so if you want to go into business, there's a good eitza. And so they're selling the Torah Shraga guys. These newest things are these, I guess it's not so good for old man, like these things that cool you off during a game. You soak them in water and you freeze it in the freezer and you put it around your neck. Sounds new? Okay, so this is the hottest new thing. The guy who came here must have sold 60, 70 of them to the guys. So on Shabbos, if you took a saturated towel and you put it on your neck, what's going to be the problem? There's no shayla, right? If it's entirely saturated, you're not afraid to come to the sleep. On Yom Tov, you're stuck. That's what the opening words on the Chavar are. On Yom Tov, we're afraid that that would happen in Rechitza. So the Ramah says, you think what you're going to do is you're going to be smart, that you'll take something that's not very saturated at all. So it wouldn't have a dinner pizza, says Ramah. But then you're going to come, then there's a shash, you're going to come with a sita. That's what Ramah says. We're afraid it's not going to be entirely, then it's going to come. That's your sita. So what do you want to bring out from that?
Meaning in terms of being used, for example, like, it seems like, I mean, I guess if I tell you something tomorrow, but it's like, you could not win that Gemara, and you just slam down the ground, and there's no problem.
Why?
Because the Amora goes ahead and he takes his wet cloth and he uses it in Kippurim. So clearly, no difference. He's a wet cloth.
He's not applying pressure. In other words, over there, he's not applying pressure. Here, you're applying pressure. It's a totally different ballgame.
There's more pressure when you clean a baby than when you put the thing on your head.
I don't know.
I think there's room to be mechalik. And hafuch, this the way the Ramah describes the halacha. Look how machmir the Ramah is. The Ramah's choshesh that you can't use this towelette lest you come b'day shechita. Right? That's quite strong. Okay, to be continued. This is after the shemayim. What's that? In that Ramah. Ain hachinami. There could be, but the Ramah Bayas. The Ramah Bayas. The Mechaber Ramah Bayas.
Well, I think they the Torah and the Ramah both learn that there are two different kibbutz. Right? That seems to be there.
Everyone agrees.
The Kiva and Shane and Nana, the Zuhab, the Supreme.
And there's no majority with that.
I think the Pashto take a look at the Mati on Shin Chav Yuches. Pashto says that we're not going with people. In other words, it sounds like we go to Chumra. And so look up the Beis Yosef over there. Beis Yosef seems to be kosher Shil Chumra.
But
if
Rambam puts
the
din of the Seyar, the din of Kibbutz also. That's another one. Oh, she's bothered by
his. Yeah, the Chronim point out that the Rambam might very well learn that she speaks as Kibbutz.
Right, and then that could definitely be the so-called. That would be the Rush.
That would be very much
in line with the Rush.
No, against the Rush.
The Rush is good that there was Kibbutz. Right? No, sorry. The Rush seemed to say that there was only one kind.